Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to do what they say can't be done. We don't have a choice. We're going in against the empire. We're going to defeat them. Don't have a choice. Victory is ours. You got to want it. You got to take it. You got to own it. All right, let's go to the calls here. Let's talk to Gloria in Illinois. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi. Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I recently learned the most amazing information. And by the way, this is kind of off the subject. I'm not going to talk about Obama or anything. But I recently listened to a two-hour interview on another network of a man named Ralph Winterroud. That's spelled W-I-N-T-E-R-R-O-W-D. And he has discovered the most amazing information. My mouth was open the entire 2 hours that I was listening to him. To quickly go through the background, he was a successful businessman who got
in Alaska. We've had Ralph on, ma'am.
You've had Ralph Winterroud on?
No, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
He worked in telecommunications. And he found out about all the big bid rigging, about how to get a bid in Alaska or anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
A government contract, you got to pay the government off. The government is a giant criminal enterprise, mafia run. The Federal Reserve is a private mafia, and it's a lot of his info is quite accurate.
Oh, okay. I'm amazed that I haven't heard him because I listen to you daily.
He's been on here a couple times.
Also, I wanted to. I'm glad you're putting out a DVD on chemtrails. And I hope you include something in there about Morgellons disease, because it seems like this disease is pretty much agreed on by the people who have it.
They've even had major medical universities say it's real. Of course, with anything, though, you're going to have some hypochondriacs that are crazy who don't have it, and then the media focuses on them to discredit it. But chemtrails have now been announced by the government. I mean, they're doing it. They don't call it chemtrails. They admit they're spraying the atmosphere to alter it, and so, yes, that's why we're making the film. I mean, we've known it's real, which is now they've come out with it, so now we can explain to people the full story. I've just been waiting, kind of like Orson Welles said, we will sell no wine until it is time. But I'm going to make this other Obama film about his frightening agenda, just how bad it's going to get for the bankers and the Bushes that's basically still running. And then we're going to release the next one. Good to hear from you. Let's now go to another caller. Let's talk to Dave in Illinois. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I was calling because I listened to Man Cow yesterday in the morning on his show on WLS, and I caught him on Fox, and he didn't mention anything about the Constitution, anything about him in the Fed. He does acknowledge that the false paradigm and all this stuff, and in the past he's talked about the bloodlines and stuff.
I mean, Man Cow for a big national host is about as good as they come. I've talked to him privately. He's totally anti-New World Order. He says what he can say. And the only thing I can think of better would be George Norrie, you know, with more courage than Man Cow. But he still, you know, has to operate on these neocon radio stations. And so, you know, I mean, for every 10 times he has me on, or 50 times, probably more like it every week, you know, I have him on because he was at the Tea Party and could report that it was not a left-wing or right-wing event, but the media wants to make it left-wing and right-wing to divide us.
Yeah, but I think he's kind of a shill in a way, because he went with the scripting that I've heard from all other mainstream media in my area, and he followed suit with it being about us not wanting to pay the bankers, which is true, but he didn't acknowledge any of the real points at all, not even touching on them.
Well, you know what? He has me on his show, millions of listeners, and I go on all these shows. That's why we continue to grow at an explosive growth curve. I'm here to get to the people.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. FitLeg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the last hour and 52 minutes of this live radio show today, we are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv with the video clips, a live feed of the show, and a lot more. We're taking lots of your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231 gets you up and on the air. Got a news blitz coming up as well and some breaking news dealing with all these federal, secret federal reports that have been sent to us and others that are being leaked out by well-meaning police officers and military people trying to expose this tyranny, but the media is hyping it and using it, these leaks to their own ends to create a chilling effect against free speech. Some new big developments on that front coming up. But right now, your phone calls. Another call from Illinois. Steve in Chicago. You're on the air, Steve.
It rains, it pours. Alex, couple of sides. Number one, did you see the article that Germany banned the Mono 810 corn from Monsanto? They won't
allow
it.
I have Der Spiegel here. Germany bans cultivation of GM corn because the studies we covered 3 years ago from China, Japan, India, Germany, the UK, the BT corn grows its own pesticide inside the corn at thousands of times what the chemical normally occurs in the corn. The bees, unlike other species of insect, will still eat it, and then it's killing them, much less what's happening to the humans. And so that is some good news.
Right. And the other thing is, Governor Blagojevich, he might be willing to come on your show. The reason why I called up was about Moron D's and Mark Popotuck at the Screwball Poverty Law Center. You know, they don't talk anything about the four dead cops that preceded in San Francisco, well, Oakland, actually, that preceded these three deaths of the policemen in New York. It seems to me that anybody they define as like a terrorist can't be somebody like Mad Bomber Harris, Bill Ayers, coupled with Ulrich Meinhof, Bernadine Dorn, Red Army faction, the Symbionese Liberation Army.
No, that's right. When the left and then other groups shoot police, they do not ever put the race in the news. You have to read court filings about that. But God forbid a white guy shoot cops. They don't just hype it up. They then try to connect it to me when the white supremacist was attacking me on websites. Morris Dees, within hours, fed that to the local papers. The police gave them access to the alleged cop killer's internet searches, hundreds of sites, CNN, Fox, it's all been released now. He goes to my site, attacks me, and Morris Dees wanted to then come out and say that basically I had him kill the cop. And now that's been, of course, repudiated and retracted, and Raw Story, Daily Kosh, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. But is this not an example of how these people operate?
Yes, and, you know, they had the unmitigated gall in Oakland to have an Uhuru movement. It's some kind of black liberation movement. And after this guy had killed the four cops, they went out and they honored this gangster that mowed down four policemen trying to do their job.
I saw that. Can you imagine if the scumbag white supremacist would have gone out and honored this guy that shot the three cops, what big news that would be? But then in Oakland, they honored the cop killer, and the news is mum. Thank you so much for the call. It's incredible, folks, you know, what's happening in this society. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. All my respect to who you are, what you do, and how you do it. In my book, you're 10 out of 10 greatest.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys mentioned, you touched a little bit on the vitamin K shot, and I recently had a baby girl born here in Michigan, so I did quite extensive research if it's good or bad, because I knew about the vaccine, but my wife, she was like, well, vaccine is one thing, vitamin is a different thing. So I would like to share that information, which is very interesting. First of all, the vitamin K shot that is state mandate here in Michigan has three cancer-causing ingredients. And even if you read the manufacturer explanation, they do clarify that sudden death is a normal consequence of taking the vitamin K shot.
No, it does. It's a huge shot of a vitamin, claiming it helps the baby's blood clot. I mean, the baby's born the way it's supposed to be, and it is associated with killing them. But, I mean, look, they had five vaccines they tried to mandate 20 years ago. Now it's over 50. These companies come out with a new drug. They lobby the government to say it's mandatory when it's really not even a law. They just intimidate you into it. And then now they admit HPV, human papillomavirus, is killing all these women all over the world, admittedly killing them. And they just go, oh, that's the way it is. You know, some women are going to die. Go ahead.
No, it is already has been prohibited in Western Europe, the particular injection of vitamin K shot, because it has aluminum, it has permachloride, and it has antifreeze. Antifreeze is the third preservative in the vaccine. It is a totally bad, toxic substance that doesn't...
Oh, really? John, cue up CBS News saying that mercury is good for children's brains. Because we have a crew here. I want them to hear this audio. Now, understand, we have other clips where they say lead toys are good for children. I'm not kidding. This is the new world order, ladies and gentlemen. And, yes, that's why the IQs have dropped by 20 points on average. They admit sodium fluoride brain damages you, the aluminum, the mercury. And this is what the UN wrote about, is how they would, with injections, give us chemical lobotomies. And so you give your children a series of chemical lobotomies, and that's why all they can do is watch television and hail government, is because they're brain damaged. And the GMO foods killing most of the animals they tested on and as lab rats, they don't care, they feed it to us. The human growth hormone in the milk, it's just all part of hell. And this is part of the eugenics operation of the New World Order, and people can't believe it. Can you believe they gave black men over 50 years syphilis? Can you believe they took 4,000-plus U.S. children, foster children, and radiated them to death, declassifying? Can you believe they took 500,000 women and forcibly sterilized them until the 1980s? Can you believe the U.N.'s funded the forced sterilization worldwide? You know, this is who they are. Here is CBS News saying mercury is good for children's brains.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And those were government-paid-for studies in conjunction with the vaccine company. So I'm called the conspiracy theorist because I say mercury is bad for you when it's the most deadly heavy metal in the body. In every case, other heavy metals just create plaques and kill the cells they touch. The neurons, you can Google this at major universities. They have electron microscope videos of mercury in monkey brains similar to humans and what it does. Other heavy metals just kill the cells they touch. Mercury causes an electrochemical storm and just blasts it with literal explosions, electrochemical explosions. Just keeps killing and killing and killing. So it's, again, a perfect chemical lobotomy here. You won't be able to understand a police state and a government. It's just like in the children's movie, I'll use another analogy, the black hole. They, they land on the big government research space station. They say, oh, everybody evacuated. They're not here. And then they notice there's these people walking around in these black suits. And those, oh, those are robots. No, they're lobotomized human android slaves. They're the crew. And that's the general public. You can't talk to them because they've been hit with chemical weapons. And now they tell the chemical weapon victims, oh, the poison's good, mercury, good for you. In fact, John, do you have the clip where they say lead toys are good for kids from MSNBC? Yeah, we could pull that up for folks. I mean, this is, but the horror of it is so huge that people can't believe it, you see. Here is mainstream news telling you poison is good for your children.
About inflation, that's another interesting point because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up, too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low, too.
Oh, yes, need that lead in the baby's toys. Okay, anything else, Steve? John in Michigan? I think the answer is you need more mercury shots. You know how to read drug inserts? You care about your newborn daughter and shots she's going to get? Are you some kind of crazy terrorist? I mean, you actually...
When you ask a question, sir, the answer you get, oh, it's a state mandate, and that's the answer you get in the hospital. Okay.
And a mandate is not a law. A mandate is not a law. It's I'm a fluoride head who's had a lot of injections. I can't think. I'm going to call the cops on you if you say no. Well, what's the law?
Okay,
I'm going to call people with guns.
The fluoride. Very interesting about the fluoride. I came from East Europe like 15 years ago, and back in the times, 1988, 1989, when the communism collapsed and basically there wasn't any infrastructure, any economy, there wasn't any food in the stores. The only thing that was being readily available to all the children in the high schools and the primary schools was milk with strawberry flavor and fluoride in a very luxury packaging, very fancy. It was so readily available that, I mean, back then, you know, obviously I was significantly younger, but still, I remember that was a surprise. I mean, how could you not have food, normal food in the stores? There were coupons to go get some bread and some meat, but there was so much milk with fluoride. Back then, I thought...
Hey, listen. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II, and Scherer in interviews wrote about it as well, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, but not in that book and papers he wrote. The Germans picked it up from the Soviets to put fluoride in the water to make you passive. That's university studies. They did that back in the 20s. And, yeah, you walk into the Babies R Us. It's big things of fluoride water. Your baby needs fluoride, and it's way above the normal levels. And they admit it gives the kids bone cancer and brain damages them. I mean, literally, they got to savage the brains while they're growing so they'll be football fans.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't.
Yeah, I remember going to Margaret Sanger Kindergarten in Dallas. They had her statue out front. She'd called black people subhuman weeds. She got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler. She's worshipped as a liberal feminist. If you're a real Nazi, you get worshipped by the media like Schwarzenegger. You know, he says he admires Hitler and Rolling Stone. Well, hell, ADL gives you awards. You fight Nazis? Well, you're called a Nazi. That's how it works. But I remember being at Margaret Sanger kindergarten, government training camp, and I remember they would come in with a couple days out of the year with the red pills, the fluoride pills, and tell you to take them. And I remember taking it, and all the kids' heads hitting the desk, and the headaches, and stumbling out. My mom would pick me up after school and everything in a daze. And my dad's a dentist. I remember a couple times a year I'd go get my fluoride treatment, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. He's, oh, it's good for you. And I'd do it and kind of act like I didn't spit it all out. I still get a terrible headache. The Dallas water smelled like toxic waste, and my whole life I was like, I really don't like water. Every time I drink it and brush my teeth in the morning, I get a headache. All eugenics, all chemical weapons savaging me, reducing my IQ by at least 20 points. And this is a little gift the government gives you. And then I discovered the UN documents, the government documents, how they're doing it, and they made a liberal joke out of it, and Dr. Strangelove, General Jack T. Ripper laughs about it, but it's real. And then you said you grew up in Eastern Europe. What country specifically? Because I know the Soviets, especially in the blocs they controlled, did put out the free government foods with fluoride, fortified to help you. Did you enjoy the strawberry milk? It obviously didn't brain damage you enough, though.
Well, it probably did brain damage me a little bit, but not enough. I guess they didn't complete their purpose. Now, I did grow up in Bulgaria. Bulgaria was the main satellite of, as you know, it was the main satellite of the Soviet Union. So we were handling some hardcore influence from the Soviet Union about everything. Now,
and people didn't question why they were giving the children delicious strawberry fluoride milk?
At that time, everybody believed that that's definitely a good thing for your teeth and the government is taking care of you. And I was surprised. Even back then, I was probably like 15 years, probably 12 or 13 years old. And I was surprised. How could you not have food in the stores? And then you have those fancy fluoride, strawberry flavored milks that were very tasty, actually. I mean, if you don't know what you're drinking, it's actually...
Well, I mean, let me expand on that. You know, they've now proposed putting fluoride and statins in the water supply, forced medicating. And for people rolling their eyes out there, I mean, you can read mainstream university reports from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and Pulitzer Prize-winning books about World War II, about them using fluoride in the Soviet Union and Germany to pacify people. I mean, folks, I know this is quite a revelation for you, but since the caller brings it up, this is real. But they just told you on the news that mercury is good for you. It's not good. Mercury and fluoride are not good for you. I promise you. Look into it. Now, soon they're rewriting the history books right now to say mercury's good, but don't listen to them. If you were to drink even a thimble of it, it would kill you. Please don't try it. It's not good. I promise. If you give your child a thimble of mercury, it will kill them. They will die a horrible death. It is not good for you. I know the media says it's nutritious, but it's not. I can't believe I've got to explain to the public. I get emails saying mercury is good for me. I mean, no, they don't sell it at Whole Foods, folks. It's not good. And we're a conspiracy theorist because we're saying mercury isn't nutritious.
Okay, can I make a little resemblance between totally two different worlds, Bulgaria in East Europe under communism and the United States under democracy, supposedly? Obviously, it was absolutely the same thing because what you're saying, I can absolutely resemble to it. And I remember that I was probably in second grade and they were explaining that in the future there is going to be pills that you can take and your teeth will never go bad. So what you're telling me, what you remember from your childhood is the same thing that I remember in my childhood, which means that pretty much as you were saying sometimes previously, it is all a masquerade, all a theater, and basically it is the same agenda, just carried a little bit a different way. As far as the eugenics and the fluoride and the mercury and all that.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, my friend. That was a very interesting and very informative call right there. We got 1 minute, so I'm going to come back, and we're going to race through Frank, Dino, Paul. I'm going to get a quick pop in from the founder of Oath Keepers, and this is a very radical thing. Just like I'm saying mercury's not good for your brain. Very radical. Government disagrees. And I'm not being sarcastic. This is the insane level we've now reached. They're getting the police and military to say they'll upkeep their oaths and not violate their oaths to confiscate guns, put us in FEMA camps, make us do forced labor, which is being proposed by the government. Now, again, this is being called very radical, though. Very radical to have the military and police keep their oath. I mean, this is what they swear an oath to. It's very hardcore. So that's coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, Stuart Rhodes is our guest with a quick update. And we're going to go right back to your phone calls. And Judge Napolitano is going to be popping in on the transmission to talk about the Tea Parties and how the media is trying to balkanize it into left and right to divide and conquer the people. See, the Republicans are playing the out-of-party power right now, so they can act all revolutionary and against the bailout and the bankers when they helped engineer and architect the entire system, along with Obama's handler, Geithner. And then Obama can play the part of the establishment guy, and then 4 to 8 years, they'll give us the Republicans again. The Democrats will play the part of the anti-establishment. And so the cycle goes on and on, suckering generation after generation into greater tyranny and slavery. Or we could wake up and go, wait, there's a puppet on the left, a puppet on the right. Wait, it's one guy holding both puppets. I don't like that guy. I want to talk about the franchise owner, the shareholder of the power system. I want to talk about how the corporate welfare is 30 to 1. But the media all makes it about welfare moms. And then that's bad because it brings government control. You know, I'm against government health care because government's run by eugenicists. And then they'll make you take the treatment they want. The history of government? Nazi Germany had government health care. Soviet Union did. They arrest you for criticizing them, say you were a lunatic. They're now trying to pass laws. I got articles here where they're saying all mothers are mentally ill when they have babies and need to be put on Prozac. They're trying to claim half the school kids are mentally ill and need to be on drugs. This is about drugging and controlling. And not only do they get social control out of it, they then get to micromanage your life. Now, this is very exciting. Oath Keepers just started a few months ago. Stuart Rhodes, former Airborne Rangers in the Army. worked with the Ron Paul campaign at the highest levels, got upset about what was happening with the New World Order after the campaign ended, knew that things were intensifying, and he understood that tyranny will come to your door in a uniform throughout history. And so if we could get to the police and military and show them how the Bill of Rights and Constitution is being violated, how the globalists are criminals, and how they're manipulating things, and that they should commit to follow their oath with these 10 principles, that this would hamstring the New World Order. Now, the New World Order, the global corporate crime syndicate, this overall planetary system where they can commit their crimes and get away with it because they control the courts and the systems, they understand that's their big threat. That's why in these MIAC reports, that's why in these federal reports, demonizing Christian conservative gun owners, the media is paying attention to those reports, but they also have reports, that's what's coming up later, that go after environmental activists, that go after the, quote, left wing. And so you have to understand, this was all being issued under Bush as well, and that's the big report I'm going to get into later. This is so important, because when they say the number one threat to the government, the criminal government, the hijack government, the counterfeit government, is returning troops, gun owners, people buying guns and ammo, saying we're terrorists. And this has finally gotten the people's attention. So perfect timing with the first big Oath Keepers meeting coming up on the Green in Lexington, where it all started in 1775, April 19th, 1775. So, Stuart Rhodes, great to have you back, my friend.
Honored to be back again. Thank you very much.
You bet, Stuart. Give us your take. I mean, this is the biggest news story out there right now in and around the Tea Parties, is the media saying the Tea Parties are evil terrorists who are basically cop killers, is what they're trying to say, and they're a bunch of right-wingers when it isn't about left or right. They're desperate to divide the American people. Can you explain to folks what that military tactic is?
Oh, sure, divide and conquer. Oh, Alex, one thing I wanted to correct, though, is I was never a ranger. I was a long-range reconnaissance scout. So I just want to make sure, so no one accuses me of falsifying
okay.
my records.
Well, you were in the Army and Special Forces, right?
That's what I was in the Army. I was a paratrooper, and I did long-range reconnaissance scouting for
okay.
the division.
So you were in the Airborne?
Yes, I was Airborne, right.
Okay, great.
Different Airborne units. Yeah, Rangers and Special Forces are just specialized versions of paratroopers.
Well, I understand.
That, but they're all paratroopers, but they're different units. So,
okay. You were in the Army and jumped out of airplanes. You were jumping out of airplanes. Okay, there we go.
Until I hit a big tree one night. That was it. So, well, yeah, I was at the Knoxville rally yesterday. I was a guest speaker there, and I can tell you that, you know, it's not left and right. Like you said, it's two puppets. It's a very good analogy. Two puppets being held by the same master. And so whether they're on the far left or the far right or whatever their you know, label you want to put on, fascist or communist or whatever it is, it's about totalitarianism versus freedom. And so, like you said, we get back to the very basics of our republic, back to core Americanism, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and being consistent. And I've been very consistent. I criticized Bush, everything he did. People can go to my personal blog, and I'll put a link of mine on the Oath Keeper site. They can go there. I'm getting tired of hearing people email in and say, where were you when Bush was doing this, when Bush was doing that? Well, I was criticizing him publicly in multiple places, writing articles all the time. And so, you know, just as any other people, there's a massive pair of Americans who are waking up, and they understand the left-right paradigm is a false paradigm, and they are consistently opposing whoever they are. It's a bipartisan assault on our rights.
And that worries the system. And just to interrupt, 2 weeks ago, it's in the local newspaper that they're going to run regular Army checkpoints and Air Force MPs in Tennessee. The governor gets called. He goes out and does a press release saying, I didn't hear about this, but now I'm canceling it. And then
right.
it came out in newspapers that the Army, with the state police and the feds and the Air Force, shut down major highways. This is in the news. With photos of the cars backed up, with troops searching vehicles, and the military just said, you know what, we're going to do it. So, and this has gotten hardly any attention. But you say you're in Tennessee. Stuart, this is amazing. We've got to make a big deal out of this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's one thing that happens all the time. And Hitler did the same thing. He destroyed the independence of the provinces. He solidified power at the national level, and he made each province just a puppet. And that's the pattern that every tyrannical government goes through, destroying any separation of powers between the national government and local government. And so one thing I did want to announce is that for our April 19th rally on the Lexington Green in Lexington, Massachusetts, this Sunday, We have added Richard Mack as going to be one of our guest speakers, and also Guy Cunningham, who was the author of the 29 Palms survey where they asked Marines whether or not they would fire on Americans who were resisting gun confiscation. He's a patriot, and he wrote that because he was concerned about the pattern he saw of the troops not understanding the Constitution and being conditioned to accept U.N. command and other things that he found disturbing and contrary to our Constitution.
And, Stuart, do me a favor. Make sure, in fact, can you get us his number? I want to make sure I get him aside for 20, 30 minutes to interview him, yourself, and everybody else. I am sending a crew of two people up there. I'm sending Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew. So I really look forward to that. So please try to today to give Rob that fella's a number, because I want to line up the interview before we get there. But that's very exciting. You also have a famous Navy SEAL captain there, correctly?
That's right.
And a lot of other folks. Tell people about that.
Well, we're gonna have an oath ceremony there on the Green to renew. All of us who took an oath to defend the Constitution will renew our oath right there on Lexington Green on April 19th. And it's a very, can be a very historic and very emotional experience, I'm sure. We've got active duty military flying in from all over the country, active duty police. We've got high ranking military officers coming there. They're going to be there in their dress uniform, and then also us veterans. And we also invite just average citizens who've never taken an oath before, but they want to come and take the oath for the first time. They can raise their right hand. I did that yesterday at Knoxville. It was an exciting, it was just a wonderful experience. A crowd of about 2,000 people raised their hand and swore an oath to defend the Constitution. It was fantastic. And the video for that is up on our website at oath-keepers.blogspot.com, oath-keepers.blogspot.com. You folks can go there and watch that video. So we're going to do the same thing again on Lexington Green. To me, it's really the first public meeting of Oath Keepers, though, because yesterday these are folks who didn't even know who we were, and I just showed up there as a guest speaker and kind of caught them off guard, but got them all to stand up and raise their right hand and reaffirm their oath or take the oath for the first time.
And this is gonna spread like wildfire, because we've got the state police training manuals that the feds put out. And then we even have the footage of squad car video in my film Road to Tyranny. At a warrantless checkpoint, they find a pocket constitution in the woman's car and flip out and arrest her for it. And it's them on video going, I can't believe she's got one of these. She's one of them deadly ones.
I saw that. I remember seeing that. And that's why we got to stand up. And that's why it has to be done. I think the tip of the spear, just as it is in warfare, needs to be the hardcore troops, the guys who've been there, and the police to stand up and say, you know what, we are constitutionalists. You want to paint them as constitutionalists and separate us from them? Well, guess what? We are constitutionalists, which is exactly why you saw that Department of Homeland Security, the latest report, they call it a report, it's just propaganda, labeling returning veterans as a potential terrorist threat. It's just amazing.
Frankly, they're screwing up. It is, well, in fact, comment on that. It is a secret police commissariat political police report like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Maoist China. I mean, out of the textbook, it says the number one threat is returning troops, gun owners, people buying all these guns and ammo. This is the number one terror threat. That is a quote, and they have really upset people. And can't the police put two and two together? Most of the police are former military. They're saying we're the threat. And what's the first thing Hitler wiped out when he got power, when he was going to betray everybody and do the opposite of what he said? He killed the police and military in the Night of the Long Knives. So explain to folks how big a deal this is, and I agree, they screwed up by doing this. Break it down.
Absolutely. I mean, what they're trying to do is a purge and chill your speech. They want returning veterans to be concerned and worried that they're going to be labeled a terrorist. They see anybody who took an oath to defend the Constitution. I'm starting to think this. They must think that we are a threat, because they know we mean it, and they know we're going to keep our oath. And so this is their. Maybe this is their preemptive way of starting to label returning veterans as crazy and kooky and potential terrorist threats and all McVeighs, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe to get them to chill their speech and not become politically active or not become active in organizations like Oath Keepers. So, but the way to fight that is just with light. Shine a light on it like you've been doing. You shine a light on the cockroaches, they scurry away. Shine a light. But you know what? I think the Obama administration has made some disastrous mistakes. I mean, talking about having veterans pay for their own medical care, and just ticked off every veteran, every current serving military there is, and then now this. And the American Legion's ticked off about this also. They've sent another letter to Napolitano, the bad
she has now come out and says that she doesn't apologize for these reports.
That's right. She says, I've looked at every possible threat. So, once again, if you're a constitutionalist, you're a possible threat. And you know what? We are. Quite frankly, we're not a threat to the American people. We're not terrorists, but we are a threat to their attempt to destroy our republic. By God, we better be. Everyone has sworn up to defend the Constitution. Of course, we're not going to stand by and let that happen. So, you know, but they're coming right out.
No, exactly. We have the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, common law, common sense, organic law on our side. You have these foreign bankers usurping our country through the executive, both parties, stealing $12.8 trillion in 6 months, the GDP in half a year. They're totally taking over. They're violating our rights and liberties at every level. They're butchering, you know, every basic canon of a free society. We are in the right under the Declaration of Independence to arrest all these people through the grand juries, through indictments. So they've got to declare us the enemy and us the terrorists, because they are the ones terrorizing our liberty. They are the criminals. They are the ones that must be brought to justice. It's so simple. They have to indict us, accuse us, demonize us, because what they're doing is so outrageous and criminal. They know if the people ever get control of this country again, they're all going to prison. And so this is a very bold action. I keep telling people, the elite are going for broke. The level of crimes and looting and corruption they have engaged means they are going all the way to the wall, folks. This is not a drill or not an exercise. They plan a hot revolution in this country of power and tyranny. They are the revolutionaries. We are the restorationists. We just want our Bill of Rights and Constitution and liberty, not their old-time religion of tyranny. You know, they claim they're doing a new world order. Everything with them is a lie. It's the old world order, the, you know, Roman tyranny. Go ahead.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, they're the assaulters on the Constitution and the American Republic, and we're the defenders. And so they have to make the people think the exact opposite, that we're the threat to them when we're their protectors. And so that's why it's absolutely imperative that officers stand up, police officers, the military stand up, and they do it in large enough numbers that you can't just dismiss them as lone crazies or whatever. You have to acknowledge this is mainstream.
And by the way, it takes a lot of courage. Don't you have some generals and people coming? I mean, to have regular, you know, in the military officers coming and swearing their oath. That's how close to midnight it is.
One lieutenant commander of the Navy, he said, look, I have nothing to fear, because all I'm doing is reaffirming my obligation to follow the law. You know, I'm not going there I'm not going to wage war on the American people or.
But that shows. But that shows how close to midnight it is. Is that it is radical to have people stand up and say, "I won't put Americans in camps."
Yeah, you talk like you quote Jefferson and John Adams and Sam Adams, and they consider you a threat, and we are a threat to their plans. That's absolutely correct. Because we're not going to let them do it. So I guess in some ways, you know, their report is accurate, but not the way they spin it. They spin it as though we're going to go blow up, you know, kill babies and blow up people, you know, and they were racist.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's the worst part. Well, they're upset. The people that were buying guns are upset because he's black. No, we're upset because as a state senator, he called for complete gun bans. His attorney general in the briefing last year before the Supreme Court said citizens should not be able to own a single shot. I mean, he wants total gun ban, and they've introduced the bills, and you've now got the governor of Pennsylvania calling for gun bans. And so, again, we're in reality. But for those that don't understand this, we are at a historic crossroads, and I can see it in their eyes and their actions. I realize they're actually intimidated. They realize that they've put their criminal action into motion. It's a machine they can't turn off. And I think they're starting to brace for the fact. I mean, it's like when you get in a fight, some bully punches you, and then you gear up and start punching back, and you can tell you're going to whoop their ass. I mean, that's the feeling right here. We are going to kick the New World Order's butt.
Yeah, and they realize that they thought you were going to be an easy victim, and the next thing you know, you know, you slam them on the ground, and you're mounted on top of them, and you're punching them in the face. Well, let me tell you, Alex, one thing I wanted to say is that we're going to have retired Navy SEAL Captain Larry Bailey administer the oath, unless Judge Napolitano wants to come administer the oath. Sometimes it's hard to reach people, but we give an open invitation to him. If he shows up, all he's got to do is show up, and he can administer the oath, because I can't think of a more consistent judge. He's like a
okay, well,
judge.
Well, listen, I promised to cover this new angle on these federal reports demonizing Christians, gun owners, the troops, ammo owners. So if you'll do this, Stuart, I'll put you on hold. When Napolitano comes on at the start of the next hour, I'll introduce him for about 5 minutes, and then you can come on and invite him, because I know he's in New York. I don't know if he can come. But you can invite him on air and put him on the spot if you'd like, or do you want me to ask him and then offer to give him your number?
Either way, we just want to. I mean, everyone's welcome, but it would be wonderful to have a judge like that. It'd make the experience all the more special. Because here's the thing: this has been done before. This is not the first time. There's historic precedents. In 1798, a militia company stood on the green and renewed their oath, sent a letter to John Adams, who was president at the time, and he wrote back in response to them and said, by renewing your oath on that sacred spot, you have reaffirmed your devotion to your country. It was just brilliant. So we're going to use that quote when we stand on the green. It's been done before. We're following.
Yeah, but you're talking about founding fathers. That's Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is really radical stuff here, folks.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Okay, Judge Napolitano is coming up in the second half of the next hour. Just to be clear, it was my sheet said 2, but he's actually about 2:20 or so. So that is coming up. Quick update from him on the whole federal reports demonizing patriots and more. Stuart Rhodes founded Oath Keepers. That's coming up this weekend. We were talking during the break. He was saying, yeah, it really is starting to come to a head. I want to make sure this doesn't turn into riots and a shooting war. And watching CNN try to start physical fights with people, watching Anderson Cooper calling the people horrible sexual expletives, I can't believe I'm seeing this on CNN and MSNBC. They're trying to energize it to make it a left-right fight. Because, again, 98%, 99% in all the polls are against the banker takeover. They want to make it about Republicans and George Bush. It's like 20, 30% to automatically divide and conquer. And it's so obvious, we got to get that message out to people. But I have heard, quote, liberals calling into Air America and stuff going, no, there's a lot of us out here. So the left at first was trying to make this a fight, but now they're failing. And that's the good news is, with every successive month that follows, more and more people wake up to the two-puppet system. So, Stuart, again, you say this is coming to a head.
Absolutely. I think that their attack on veterans is an indication of their fear. But here's the thing: we're just not Germany. Our oath was not to the Führer, so they can't demonize people who are going to who are going to stand by the Constitution. Our oath was to the Constitution, and it's not Russia or China. We're not Russian and Chinese peasants either. This is America. We've got a heritage of defeating any tyrant that tries to put his boot in the back of our neck. I don't care if it's a left boot or a right boot. We're not going to have a boot in the back of our neck. And so that's where we're meeting on the green. Folks, if anyone wants to come, you're welcome to come. You don't have to be a veteran. We would like to have a strong showing. We need boots on the ground on the green. So just get there April 19th, 12 noon, high noon. We'll be standing on the green, and we'll renew our oaths or take it for the first time. And it's a very important stand, a very important statement, I believe. And we're going to send our declaration of orders. We're going to send that to the White House and to the Congress and the Senate and to every state legislature, too. After we do this, we're going to sign our names on that paper and say, here we are, that's what
all right. Well, we salute you and we appreciate you, Stuart Rhodes. And I can't wait to see the video that my guys shoot up there with you. So God bless you and take care. And I'll give Napolitano your number.
Thanks, sir.
The good Napolitano, the Judge Napolitano, not the head of Homeland Security that says, yeah, the veterans are terrorists. And that means you too, the police, folks. I told you, you're the first ones they're going to go after with the attack pattern I've been seeing. So when we come back, I'm going to play Krista Berg's Revolution, and then we're going to get into the latest developments, big breaking news on these MIAC reports and more, some key angles we haven't gotten into yet that people need to understand that nobody is pointing out. And then we'll go back to your phone calls, and Judge Napolitano is scheduled for the show. Before I end this hour, I want to encourage listeners and viewers again to not procrastinate and get in the info war. And shattering the left-right paradigm, I keep harping on that, is the absolute key. My film, The Obama Deception, in the first 5 minutes of the 113-minute film, it instantly shatters the paradigm and shows you that the same people that ran Bush run Obama, that Obama has lied about everything he said he would do, about hiring lobbyists and ending the wars and not spying on the American people and shutting down the FEMA camps, shutting down the torture camps. It's now even Oberman's having to come out against him and say, no, he lied. It's worse than Bush. Bush tripled government we thought was impossible. We railed against him, but as a puppet. And then Obama is going to double what Bush did in 1 year. In 1 year. So it is just, and then he says he's going to balance the budget. I mean, just complete lies, the arrogance of the lies, the taking all these good people who believed in him, who thought they were repudiating Bush, not knowing they just put a new fresh horse into the race and that it was a total setup. Infowars.com to get the Obama Deception on hard copy, the highest quality DVD, or watch it in super high quality right now and burn it to DivX and give to folks at PrisonPlanet.tv, the newly designed PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.